And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Those are peas. Some are called field peas and some butter peas.
Okay. Well, now what about beans that have to be shelled?
Well, we don't have them in this section. Okay. Never have had a bean. We had a North Georgia man come down here and he grew some that you had to shell.
Uh-huh. What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
Salad.
What do you...
What do you know?
What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and you eat it with your hands? Just ordinary corn, you know, when you don't take it off the cob.
Boiled corn.
That's a name for it.
Some people call it roasting ears and some people call it corn on the cob or mutton corn.
Corn on the cob. That's the term here.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Chipmunk.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
That's a polecat.
Okay.
Well, some say skunk. We call him polecat and a skunk.
Have you ever heard him called a civet cat or a city cat?
No, ma'am.
What do you call a little...
That'd be a good name for it.
Yeah, I've heard people call him that.
Not all city people stink, but most of them...
What do you call a little creature that's about that big, well, I guess maybe about that big around, and it just hops along the ground and this near the water?
Frog.
Okay. And what would you call one of those that lives on the land? Do you have different names for the one that's in the water?
Yes, ma'am. One bullfrog, one's toad frog.
Okay.
The toad doesn't necessarily stay around the water.
Okay. And what do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise? Little tiny ones. I think sometimes they live up in trees.
Rain frog is the name.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Some are called multipliers.